This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've had cause to walk down the dairy aisle at the supermarket lately, you have surely passed the milk cases, and you might have noticed there is just more of it. Not different kinds of milk, of which there are, yes, many, but milk brands. Kroger and Walmart and Albertsons have all started producing their own, and that's got the dairy industry really worried because those big chains are pricing their milk real cheap. So cheap that they actually lose money on it. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has our explainer on loss leaders.
There's only one thing on my shopping list today.
Okay, let's find the milk.
But it's at the back of the store.
First you walk past the produce, now aisles and aisles of canned goods. Oh, I do need pasta for dinner.
By the time I actually reach the milk, I have $20 worth of food in my basket. And this is by design. Most people buy milk and know how much it costs, making it the perfect loss leader for grocery stores.
By lowering the price for one particular product, you can actually increase the sales of many other products inside your store.
John Zhang teaches marketing at the Wharton School. He says a big loss leader is Thanksgiving turkey. Grocers sell them for pennies per pound while quietly upping the price of all the trimmings.
When you eat that turkey at a very low price, you feel good.
Some businesses' main products are loss leaders. Gas stations don't make much on gas, but on car washes and fizzy drinks. Car dealerships profit less from vehicle sales than from all the add-ons and financing. And at the end of the day, even the savviest consumers don't have the time or energy to break down the costs of every life transaction, says Jerry Smith, a marketing professor at Boston College.
That kind of cognitive laziness will then turn into loyalty.
Because we don't always want to have to search for a good deal. We'd rather walk in for that milk and know we're getting one. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.